Peter John Mitchell joins us, senior researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. It's been a while. How you been?
Oh, very well, Gary. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it has been a while.
It has been a while, but, you know, it's great conversations. That's why I enjoy talking to you guys.
Great.
Let's talk about the unique benefits of fatherhood. I can price list all the ones that I believe in, but the experience is kind of different for every dad, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody parents a little bit differently, but if we look at research over the whole spectrum, there are certain things that that fathers kind of bring to the table as parents. I think the thing we should say right off the top, of course, is that anytime we talk about parenting and moms and dads, we know that each, like a mom and a dad, are capable of providing that nurturance, the affection, the stimulation necessary for healthy development. A mom can do that. A dad can do that. There's lots of things that mom and dads do that are very similar, but there are also some very unique ways in which dads contribute to, as do moms, to parenthood and to their kids' development.
You know, I admire single parents. I really do, because I know how much time, attention, and effort my wife and I put into raising kids together. I can't imagine doing it by yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And I think anytime that we talk about this kind of research, we're talking about the research and we're talking about the benefits, it really shouldn't be taken as a critique of situations where there isn't an involved dad. Moms that are raising kids alone, dads that are raising kids alone, they have the tools and techniques there to do their very best and to raise healthy kids. And we all know people who are doing a great job at that. So that doesn't, talking about unique benefits doesn't negate that. At the same time, I think it's really interesting to look at the research, to look at what things parents do that are unique.
And, well, what do we do as our gender? What do we do as dads? What do we bring to the table that a mother can't?
Well, on the whole, dads tend to be a little bit more physical in the type of play that they do. Of course, there's moms that play physical and roughhouse and that sort of stuff too, but fathers seem to be tend to do that more often. And part of the outcomes that have been measured by that is actually affecting how kids interact with their peers. And in fact, it tends to kids that have that sort of experience tend to be actually less aggressive with their peers, and they tend to be able to kind of regulate their own emotions a little bit better. Dads and the way that tend to parent and that physical style also has an effect on how kids understand risk and risk taking. There's a really interesting study done looking at how moms and dads act when they're in the swimming pool with kids, and they noticed these scientists observed mothers who were swimming with their kids and holding their kids in front of them so that they maintained eye contact with their children. And when they watched the dads tended to swim behind the kids and having the kids sort of facing out away from them and kind of facing the challenge of the pool. And they were wondering if maybe this affects how, and it's kind of a picture of how dads kind of contribute to risk-taking and helping kids understand.
I can't speak for any other dad, but in that scenario, I'd have picked my kids up and thrown them up in the air as far as I could and let them hit the water. Because that's what I did.
Yeah, sure.
And the kids love it. It's a game. Here's one. I'll give you an example from my own life, Peter. My boys are about 3 years apart. When they were little and my wife wanted to accomplish something in the house, you know, being prepared for something or do an extensive cleaning project or wallpapering, she would say, the three of you go outside and play. And that's what I did.
Absolutely. When they actually kind of measure time spent, it tends to be dads that engage and play a little bit more. Moms play a little bit different, tends to be a little more verbal. There might be more role playing. Dads tend to be a little more physical. That sort of changes as kids age as well. And you kind of see that interaction develop a little bit and change a little bit into the teen years. Dads tend to be a little more jokey, maybe a little more sarcastic with the kids. Of course, moms can do that, kind of engage in that kind of relational dynamic as well. But that's tend to be where fathers kind of go as well, and that sort of as an off shoot of that kind of physical kind of play, which has benefits for kids. So.
Well, the last time that happened, when we got into the roughhousing, when my oldest boy was about 19, we got into a wrestling match in the backyard. He put me flat on my back. I looked at his face, and I saw panic in his eyes, and my first thought was, he thinks I can get up. So it was time to move on from that level, but I don't like to think that my situation is unique. I know lots of dads that lots of sons and daughters. My best friend has two daughters, and he says to me many times, "You just don't get it. You raised boys. It's a totally different dynamic, but it changes with the kids' personalities too."
And I think that's one of the keys to parenting. We have a senior fellow that works with the Institute, and I was kind of picking his brain. He's a psychologist, and so I was trying to get some free psychology and some free parenting advice from him. And he said one of the most important things about parenting is just knowing your kid. And you treat all your kids fairly and equally, but you interact differently depending on personality and depending on personality style. And getting to know that and know how to interact with your children is really one of the keys to parenting and what your particular child needs. You know, research also shows that when we just make ourselves available as dads, that has a lot to do with even outcomes in terms of like adolescent depression, adolescent aggression, those types of things as well. Just being available and really focusing on the kind of quality of relationship that we have. You know, fathers, I find ourselves in lots of different situations, lots of different family situations, and the real challenge is to be involved as much as you can be in the situation that you are, and making the most of those moments. And lots of great stories of hearing about other dads and how they try to do that, and how they start sort of family traditions, whether it's like a pizza night or a games night or a family movie night or whatever. Just having these sort of traditions where we have these touch points with our kids and making that kind of a regular feature in our life. And I think we often think as parents that there's these big parenting moments, and there certainly are, or big vacations that we do with our kids, and those things are important. But I think a lot of parenting is done in the little moments and the times that we spend with our kids interacting. So those are probably the real key to successful parenting.
Now, here's another part of it, because you never stop parenting. And like I said, my kids are grown and gone. And I mentioned this in a public comments I made a couple weeks ago when I was talking about another issue. You can learn a lot from your kids when you let them. And I really, I believe that when I stop talking and start listening, I learn a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It is a relationship. It is a two-way street, and obviously learning that dynamic is tricky, and it can be a real challenge. But obviously that is a process. As you know, the whole process of parenting is really helping our kids develop and move in to become autonomous adults. And so there's definitely stages and processes in which that happens, in which that interaction happens, and that relationship changes over time as well. I think the thing that I find particularly with parents of teens, and we see this in the research, is that parents often underestimate the contribution that they make, especially in their teens' lives. And on particular issues, we'll see this. Teens will survey parents and teens, and we'll see that parents think, I'm not really having that much impact. I don't really, not sure how much influence or how much they hear what I say or what I do. And then we interview the teens, and the teens are saying, yeah, parents do have like a big impact on the way that we think and the way that we act, and what they do think matters, and what they think about me as a teen really matters. And so I think, yeah, parents, we really do sort of underestimate sometimes our impact and our influence, and just how our words and actions actually do count and do matter to our teens.
The dads I feel bad for, there's a group organized here that's got a support group, Peter, are non-custodial parents that don't have, that either divorce or separation, or they were never married, that for whatever reason, are denied time with their kids. I feel bad for them because I know what they're missing, and I feel bad for their kids because I know what they're missing.
Yeah, I think those are really difficult situations, and I think, again, it comes back to doing the best with the time that you do get and the time that you do have. And certainly those are really tough situations, and I see that probably more and more, and hear stories more and more from both moms and dads on access and when a family situation dissolves, just the impact that has and the challenges that brings to parenting. That's it's a difficult issue.
Mm. Peter, always good to get your perspective. Thanks again for this.
Well, thanks for having me on.
We'll talk again. Thanks. Peter John Mitchell from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.